This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife Usha, their children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The Prime Minister fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues. This is the first visit of the U.S. Vice President to India. Prime Minister Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and the impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the Global South. The Prime Minister outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia tomorrow. This will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia after his previous visits in 2016 and 2019. The visit highlights Saudi Arabia's strategic importance to India across multiple dimensions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a review meeting in New Delhi today with Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai to assess the implementation of three new criminal laws in the state. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that India is actively engaging with the new U.S. administration and hopes to conclude the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement positively by fall this year. Earlier this year, U.S. President Trump and Prime Minister Modi agreed to launch talks for a bilateral trade agreement, which is part of a new goal, Mission 500, aiming to more than double trade between the two countries to $500 billion by 2030. And tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Government of India has declared three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the Supreme Pontiff. Two-day state mourning will be observed tomorrow and on Wednesday. And in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 199, host Kolkata Knight Riders were 131-7 in 17.3 overs against Gujarat Titans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.